Good morning, tribe. Mike Harrison here, dedicated to your sales success every day and to help you get the career and the life you want. But I think the trick is getting the life you want, and for that matter, getting the career that you want is all about, at least for a breakaway salesperson, it's all about helping someone else get what they want. That's the secret. And so who we're calling on and what the motive and intention is and what the back wheel message is that we want to bring to them matters. So let's go through the quote-unquote C-level people that we call on. If you're calling on a CEO, what is on that person's mind? In other words, what is a CEO thinking about most of the time? Well, I was a CEO for 22 years, and I'm a sole proprietor today, so I guess that still makes me a CEO of my own little company, me. But what do CEOs think about? One, they think about growth, because many of them know that if you don't grow, you kind of wither away. And I'm not just talking about revenue growth. I'm talking about corporate growth, getting better at something, growing as a people, as a community, as a delivery of excellence to customers. They're thinking about differentiation. How do we take what we do and make it better, different, unique, special to the marketplace? They're thinking about organizational management. How do I get more done more effectively? How do I remove waste from my organization? They're looking at the P&L and the balance sheet. And by the way, you're looking for two different things when you look at that. P&Ls tell me, is the scorecard every month working? And the balance sheet tells me whether I'm at risk, because it measures my assets versus my liabilities and the amount of actual equity, or what is the company worth. A good CEO looks at both. They're looking at cash flow. And believe me, if anything keeps them up at night, it's cash flow. Can I pay my bills? Can I take care of my responsibilities? Can I make my payroll? They're looking for managers and future leaders. They're trying to figure out whether the strategy is working or not. Or for that matter, do we even have a strategy? Or am I satisfied with the direction that we're going as a company? They're looking at the marketplace. Where do we fit? Not just today, but where do we fit in the future? How do we make money? Where should we invest that money? What things should we hold on to and propagate and grow? What things should we take out and eliminate because they're a waste? What things should we just hold out on? Not sure, and I'm not going to make a move yet. Where do we hold? And where can we just milk it because it's there, it's ripe, it's ready, and pick that fruit as fast as you can. So what markets and products and services are really driving the business today? And I don't have a lot of time as a CEO, so you better show up on time, on task. You better have something that's going to appeal to me. And whatever your product or service is, don't pitch it to me. Tell me how it's going to help me to solve the problems that I face every day, which I just got done listing. Those are the problems of a CEO. So if you're selling software that's an ERP solution that basically applies to all parts of the organization and affects his entire management team, believe me, he's going to want to know, she's going to want to know, what's going on here? I want minute detail as to how this is going to affect my company and make us better. I want to know what the risks are. I want to know what the return on investment's going to be. I want to know how others are using this software. So I'll listen to the story. And of course, you as the sales professional, you need to know, is this person a driver or an aggressor? Are they an analytical? Are they an expressor? Or are they a harmonious? Now, there's some stereotypes about this, that most of your CEOs are very aggressive people, and they're generally very expressive people. But that is a stereotype because it's not always true. There are many very successful CEOs that are highly analytical, very reserved and quiet, and in constant modes of evaluation. Again, our job, if we're competent, is to adjust our style to the style of the person we're talking to. So if I have an aggressor CEO, they will enjoy the debate, but they're going to look and see, are you competent and are you confident? Because if you're not, you're not going to last very long in here. So take that tough-minded CEO on. Show that person your skills and that you're worthy of being there and that you have something important to bring to the table. Stand up for your products, your services, your company, and for that matter, stand up for yourself. But make sure that they know that I'm on your turf here to help you with your problems. And the only way I know I'm going to get paid is I help you personally solve those problems. That's how you express and sell to a CEO. Those are the things that they think about, and we need to shape our message to meet them where they're at. Why is it important? Because most of your competitors aren't doing it. You learn how to do this, and you are flying. Have a good time in the field, and we'll talk tomorrow.